I wanted to speak. Obviously, this is the parashas of the Mishkan and so on. I wanted to speak about something that I think very few people pay attention to. It's one of the less glamorous parts of the Mishkan. And Haleidavahu, there's something about it so strange, it really begs some understanding. In order to make the Mishkan, they had three campaigns. So two of them was a set amount of money, and that was for the shekel, machzis a shekel, for the karbonis and everything, you know, the stuff that always went in. You had nidvas halev for all the building of the stuff. Everything that they built was nidvas halev, whatever people wanted to give, nidiv lev, and that's fine. And then another half a shekel for the adonim of kesef. Now, the adonim were a base for the wood, for the atzei shittim that stood there, and they were the walls of the Mishkan. So that everybody gave exactly the same masa shekel. Now, if you ask ourselves, there's no way in the world we would have made such a division, such a chalukah. I mean, I can understand a building campaign and operations. That's normal. So building campaign is nediv lev. Operations is everybody has a chiv to give masa shekel. Makes a lot of sense. But the adonim of kesef should be that should be like a masa shekel. Everybody should give exactly the same. Why? Well, what's so special about it? I mean, I would hesitate. Maybe in yeshiva like this, everybody knows. But many yeshiva bachnias, what the adonim were and which adonim were of kesef, I think most people would draw a blank. So why? What's unique about this? I want to contrast these adonim with something else. You had the wooden walls of the Beis HaMikdash, and that had adonim of kesef. And then you had the rios around the chatzah. That was the entire perimeter of the Mishkan. And those adonim were made of the choshes. So we have two sets of adonim, kesef and choshes. So you could say, aderech hapshat, that this was more important, so it was nicer, it was silver, this was less important, it was copper. But okay, you know, there must be some sort of deeper nekuda in it that we're missing. This whole affair with adonim, and adonim of kesef was so special, everybody had to give exact same amount, you couldn't have, you know, whatever you wanted, and you had these different adonim made of the choshes, and that already was like part of everything else. Very hard to understand. So let's talk a little bit about this, a little bit more conceptual, but I think it's something that we'll be able to relate to when we understand it. Whenever we talk about Yiddishkeit, Torah, religion, we talk about what you're supposed to do. Revolver has a very, very interesting point that he makes, what it means to be dati, religious. Religion does not start with religion. Religion starts with something inside the person where to anchor it. Lamashal, when people have these implants, these tooth implants, it starts with a hole that they drill in the gums, and then they have where to put in an anchor. But if there's no hole over there, then you can't paste. Pasting things onto other things doesn't hold terribly well. If you ever try to connect things by pasting them, it's kacha kacha. Good furniture has like a dowel, it has a hole with a piece of wood going through it, that becomes connected. So there is nothing in the world that becomes connected to a person just mikoyach, the thing that you're trying to connect. For instance, if I were to speak to somebody and say, you have to be a good person, you're a bad person, and you need to be a good person. The only reason why that connects with you is because inside you there's something that wants to be a good person. There's sort of a missing piece, and it wants to be a good person, And that's where you, when you hammer it and say, if you don't help other people, if you're mean, you're a bad person. The reason why that message gets across is because there's a base kibble. There's something there waiting to be mekabelit, and this is bringing it home. So the yesod. So the message, if I want to talk to somebody, and I tell the person, you know, the way you're going, it's so shallow, no depth, no understanding, no this, no this. If the person has no aptitude for chachma, the person will say, right. If somebody would come to me and say, you know, if you don't start practicing, you know, your pitching, you're going to be the worst pitcher that ever was. I believe him. I really couldn't care less. So anytime you're trying to get a message across, you start with a place in a person's heart that's missing something, and then you plug it in. We believe be'emunah shleima that every single person has an nekudas in himself, especially a yid who has a neshama. The neshama is not the good. The neshama is the hechatimtza for the good. It's the place where I plug in, when I keep hopping and saying, this is good. The reason why you care about it is because there's something in you that it's attached to. The Mishkan is a sum total of Ruchnius, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of an entire world of Toif. Now, if you just put it down on the ground, imagine that you put down a house on the ground. It's nice until a strong enough wind comes and blows it away, until water washes it away, until a tremor moves it. If it's not anchored, it's not staying there, and I can't call it a makom kavua. I can't say I have a house here. If a guy has a trailer house, I can say I'm parked here, but I can't say my house is in this place. So if we're asking ourselves to build a mishkan, I need to start with a base kibble, with a place that sort of is mekabelit. And that's why these adonim, it's not clear what their function was. They are the place where the mishkan plugs itself into. So if we ask ourselves, where does the Mishkan plug itself into? The answer is Adonim. And whatever those Adonim are, that's what it plugs into. The word Kesef in Lashon Kodesh is the same as the word Kisufim, which means yearning. And in Chazal and in the Sfarim that talk about these things, the metal of Kesef is aligned with cheshek, tshuka, desire. That's the koach hanefesh is aligned with. So when you have the I don't want to play on the words v'chashukeim kesef. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the adonim. The adonim are the clay kibble, and the clay kibble is made out of kesef. So for to ask ourselves, what is the Mishkan? What does the Mishkan start with? It doesn't start with the building. It starts with the desire of having a certain hashlemus. By ish and isha, until man didn't say he needs somebody, and lo tov yasad levado, until he couldn't find satisfaction with anyone but the isha, isha couldn't be mizdabek to him. So the first thing that was needed was a sense of missing something, and now I can fill it in. So if we ask ourselves, as a person is in yeshiva, what's the most important thing a person can take away from yeshiva? The answer is, the first thing is a sense that you're missing something. If you're not missing anything, then whatever you pile on it, I'll stay there until the wind blows it away, until the water washes it away. So the first yesod of adonim means something that has a hole in it to be mekabel, and that's tshuka. If there's no hisoiris of rutzin and tshuka, nothing is going to go into it. There's a very interesting maral. The maral speaks about our most our most essential chiyuv of chinuch is Leil Pesach. When we're supposed to teach our children the basics of Yiddish, Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emunah HaShkach, and so on. The halacha is dafke b'derech shayla b'tshuva. Whereas we're not supposed to lecture, we're supposed to wait for them to ask. And a lot of the seder's built around it. Why? So Maral says, a question is a kli kibble for a person to get the answer. If I tell you a piece of information, I tell you should know Yankel's phone number is 052-593-467. How will you remember it? If you have a photographic memory, and maybe you'll remember it. If not, it's not because your memory is bad, it's because your mind says, I really can't care very much about Yankel's phone number. But if you're desperate for Yankel's phone number and I tell it to you, boy, the mind hops it. So if I ask a shayla, if I don't ask a question, then all the information is just another drasha, another musish mus. It's not going anyplace. But if the child says, this is strange, it's weird, why are we doing all these things? Then the answer has at least where to be miskabel. There's a very interesting Chazanish. Chazanish has a sefer called Emunah Bitachon. He actually deals with another issue, but he segues, he begins by talking about Emunah. So we would expect the Chazanish to lecture on Emunah with a big ringing animaimen. I believe faithfully, don't with no shayla whatsoever. That's not the way he starts the sefer. He starts the sefer in the most beautiful way. He says, a person who is a bal nefesh, he has something to himself, and it's a dark night, and his mind begins to wander, and he looks around at the bria, and he sees a totally incomprehensible bria. What's the point of it? What's the purpose of it? Where did it come from? And this question bothers him so much that he has no menucha. That's the beginning of Emunah. No Musa Shmuz and Emunah, and no Rayas, and none of that is going to do it until a person doesn't have the depth of Neshama to ask himself, May Ayin Basa, Lani Holich. Where do we come from? And what's the point of us being here? And what are we worth? And what's the difference if we exist and don't exist? Without those questions, the information is just extra, extra information, nothing more than that. So the Adonim of Mishkan are kisufim, a tshuka, an unfulfilled yearning. There were two sets of walls, and that's why everyone had to give the same. Because what we accomplish and how sophisticated our answers are, and I'm talking about the big picture, I'm talking about Torah and Scholius, everyone is different. Everyone has different aptitude, everyone can build a different bias. But the desire to know, how important is it for me to understand, that shuka is shavu l'chol nefesh. Every person has the ability to say to himself, this is the most important thing for me to understand, because I'm living my life as a yid, and if I don't understand what it is and what it's about, what's the point of it? So the Adonim of Kesef, everyone had to give the same amount. What you did on it was nidvas leiv and ashiras. Now everybody could afford the gold and the diamonds, but the whole, everyone needs to have that same hole where the Mishkan rests on. I want to add a second point to this. There were two sets of walls, and we spoke about the two sets of Adonim. Some of Kesef, some of Nechayshis. It's very, very strange. So we said maybe this is a little more important, less important. It's much more than that. The two sets of walls were around the Ohel Moed was the wood, and then the Urias around the Chatzah. Walls in a house have two purposes. One is to keep out the out, and one is to embrace the inside. If I live in my house and a woman lives in her house, we could be friends. We're not a household. A household is when these walls bring us together. Chuppah, according to many shittas, is yichud, being together in one reshus. Hachnasa l'reshus, according to other shittas, because a wall brings together the pieces. If you don't keep out the outside, so if I'm together with a woman in one room, but it's a restaurant and there are 25 other people, it also doesn't bring us together because the outside is coming in also. So you had inner walls where the makom avoda was, and the ikkar of that was to bring together Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a makom of yichud HaKadosh HaYisrael. And you had the outside was what the Gemara speaks about, maybe Dilma Litznius. Its main point was to keep the outside out. Because if you let the inside in, even if you're together with the person you want to be together, but you're not together because you're together with 25 other people. And therefore, you have two functions of walls. You have a function of the bringing together and a function of keeping outside. We spoke about what's the most important tchuna, the most important aspect of a person's psyche to want to join together is the ishtoikikus, is the sense of missing something. Well, what's the most important thing to keep out the outside? There's a midah for that, and it's called Azus Panim. Azus Panim has a very important role. It says Klal Yisrael was given the Torah only because they're Azim Shebu Umos. Klal Yisrael is given Torah because they can stick their tongue out of their mouth and say, I don't care much. Whatever you tell me is in and cool and nice and admirable, I think is not. So if we, so the Mishkan, the kesher of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires two middos functioning in a person as the basis. And those two middos are opposite middos. And each one in its appropriate place is the exactly right midah. The midah of kesef, of ishtoikus, is my life is worthless if I don't have this as a part of my life. And the midah of azus is I couldn't care less what you think. What you think makes no sense to me. And nothing that you have means anything to me. So if we ask ourselves, Baruch Hashem, the Olam comes here to Eretz Yisrael, and these years, most people are kind of the basis for their ruchnistic life and their future and their hemshech. And we ask ourselves, what are the two midos that are most important to be kind of, besides the ideas, besides the skills, besides the hergel in olam mitzvahs, all of that is important. But what's the yesod? What's the most fundamental aspect? The answer is two midos. One midah is that it has to start with me. What the world tells me is nice and beautiful and fun and interesting and you know, it doesn't make a difference to me. Who says? The rejection of the outside world. Not that if a person makes a conscious decision and says, this is an important chachma because I thought about it and I want it. That's fine. This is an important hanhaga because I thought about it and decided that this is an important hanhaga. That's fine. But just because everyone yells that this is in and this is great and it's fantastic, yes. That's where that mid of chutzpah should come in. And Klal Yisrael is given the Torah only because they're Azan Shebumos, because they're Bala Chutzpah. They can look around and say, I don't think so. I remember I was once standing outside LaGuardia Airport, and they have like a place where they have private airplanes park, and you know, and they have a terminal for them. So I assure you, I was not on a private plane. I was in the next terminal with all the peasants, and I was standing outside waiting for a cab, and there was a lady next to me. And some tall, nice fellow walks out of my plane, and she says, oh my gosh, it's so-and-so. I assumed he was some sort of player. I'm not sure, a ball player of some sort. I haven't followed sports in 50 years. I don't know who it was, but it was a ball player. And she says, you know, Tom, Rob, can I have your autograph, He was very cool, and he gives the autograph. And then he turns to me and says, would you like it also? I said, no, thank you. And he looked at me, and I said, it didn't mean anything to me. I wasn't making a point. I just said, I don't need another piece of paper in my pocket. I don't know who you are. If they would tell me it's worth a lot of money, I would have taken it without problems. I'm not frum, but to have another piece of paper that's worthless and I don't appreciate it with this person, I don't need it. I said, and the guy was like so upset. He was annoyed. He didn't know what to make of me. But that's, we need to start from A to Z and reject. And then when a person builds his own bias of Kesha and Chivut HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he needs to build in himself a place where it's missing. A person needs to introspect and ask himself, what am I missing? Until a person is not yearning for something more and ask himself, where's my das? Where's my chachma? Where's my lev? Where's my neshama? Where is it? Then it's not going to come. These are the type of things that if you paint it on top, it scrapes off and it washes off. Building a shteikikus in tshuka, and I know this is something that your Rosh Hashiva is, this is something that is part and parcel of the teichen of the makom. Understand, it's not an aid or just another, you know, nice thing to throw in. It's the bottom of real ruchnius that sticks and stays and becomes part of you. So Bez Hashem, you should be zeicha in the tkufa that you hear in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael has a school especially that for these inyanim. One is to learn not to put a wall between yourself and the world. It doesn't mean you can't take anything, but it means you don't take it because everybody else thinks that this is cool or this is with it. You ask yourself, right, wrong, good, bad, important, not important. And then you build in yourself tshuka and yearning. The minute a person feels unfulfilled, if he looks around his farm and he says, I don't know any of it. He looks himself and says, I don't understand any of the things I'm doing all day long. I don't understand why I am, what I am, what was I put here for, why is my existence important? If a person honestly has the maturity to ask himself these questions and he taps into a deep part of himself, the person makes those adonim of kisufim, those adonim of kesef. And once you have adonim of kesef, you have, it's a matter of time before you build a bishkin and you have where to anchor it into your very essence. Bez Hashem, Hatzlacha.